Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love to all, and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network, Who Did It to You Roundtable with Dr. Jones, Brother Maurice, and myself, Sister Pamela K. Muhammad. Thank you all for joining us. Tonight we have some great, great stories, as always. Definitely, we will be speaking on the verdict of the Acosta. He was, of course, found guilty in this case. So we will be discussing that. Also, we have white customers only. Black woman says she wasn't allowed to eat at the Waffle House in Alabama. We also have another young man who was shot. I just heard about this story like a couple of days ago. Dante Jarber, I believe, is how to pronounce his name, but nevertheless, the brother was shot, and so we have some updates on that. We also have a lot of more articles, what's true that definitely pertain to our people, and, you know, and so we're going to discuss those tonight, and hopefully together we will find some answers to some of the things that definitely are affecting our community, our people, as well as, you know, destroying our community and people. So with that, we're going to see if our co-hosts are ready. If not, and then we're going to go on with the program. So Brother Maurice or Brother Dr. James Jones, you know, whenever we are ready, whenever you're on, just, of course, give us the indication. With that, we're going to start out with the story of the, as I was mentioning before, a black woman says she wasn't allowed to eat at the Waffle House in Alabama. And as we've been hearing so much about the discrimination against us and Starbucks, and now it's the Waffle House. Last week it was a sister at the Waffle House who was arrested by two or three cops who roughed her up. You know, and now it's these sisters, and she wasn't even allowed to eat in the Waffle House. So with that, we're going to get the show started. And for those that would like to, of course, submit your questioning or comments, then please do. Also, the number is 563-999-3682. Please call in. So with that, we're going to start the show. A woman was reportedly denied entry to a Waffle House in Pinkston, Alabama, because of the color of her skin. Jacinda Mitchell took a video last week that showed the doors to the establishment were locked, but that there were white people inside. It led Mitchell to conclude she was refused service because she was a person of color. Quote, they have the door locked, and they have customers in here, and they are saying that they are closed. The customers are eating, and they happen to be white customers only, and I'm an African-American, Mitchell said in the clip. They have people that they're serving, but they're telling me that they're closed. Pat Warner, Director of Public Relations and External Affairs for Waffle House, said the company is investigating Mitchell's allegation. We have launched an investigation to gather all of the facts. Waffle House is a welcoming place for everyone, and we are fortunate to enjoy a very diverse and loyal customer base who we do our best to serve every day. Warren also said in a statement to AAR.com Thursday, quote, the employee involved should not have locked the front door at all, and should have certainly opened the door for the customer when she arrived. We would get the facts and take appropriate action quickly, end quote. Oh, wow. And that is the end of that particular story. So, Yacinda Mitchell said that she was locked out the door, and she also, there is a clip that she was on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can see where she is at a Waffle House. There are white customers in there definitely enjoying their meal, and she is sitting outside beating at the door trying to get in. The first thing, if those white people don't want you there, why in the hell would I want to be somewhere where I'm not welcome? That's the first thing that we need to get into our heads. And our hearts. Build your own. If they do not want us in there, why would you want to go in there and be ostracized, discriminated against? And therefore, you may have, there is a blessing in my humble opinion. That is a blessing in disguise that you wasn't allowed to be in there. Because if they treat you like that and don't want you in there, don't you know that they can do something to your food that is definitely not good, also they could have poisoned you and may have murdered you if they have the attitude that they don't want you in them. So my first thought would have been, okay, they don't want me in this establishment, so I'm going to go. And yes, I will report it, but at the same time, I don't need y'all to validate me. So I'm going to hell out of here and go somewhere and spend my hard-earned money where it's appreciated. Waffle House is not the only eatery, I'm sure, in her city or county, et cetera. It's not the only one in Pinson, P-I-N-S-O-N, Alabama. So go somewhere where our kind are welcome. Or go to your, better yet, go to your own establishment. I'm sure they got more black restaurant or eateries. Why would we want to subject ourselves to that type of nonsense? It's absolutely ridiculous, in my humble opinion. And for those that may want to comment, please do at this time. Also, we have our dear brothers are is here. Brother Maurice, when you're on, please let me know and give me a text. Thank you so much. Okay, we definitely will be getting into. Oh, we have so many great stories. We have one of Kanye West, of course. Kanye is always, some say he's crazy, has a mental issue, et cetera. He says that he has even gone to, get some mental treatment. I don't know, but nevertheless, he has made a statement where some of us are outraged. And so we will be getting hopefully into that story also. So we will be also looking at Bill Cosby. He was found guilty. And I definitely would like the listeners to please call in and give us your take on Bill Cosby's situation. Do you think he got what he deserved? Do you think that's a bit harsh, especially at his age, et cetera? So we want to know all about that. And we want to know your thoughts on Bill and what you think of his situation. And with that, we're going to go to our next article. And as I said, this one caught me off a bit by surprise, and it saddens me. It really breaks my heart to see my beautiful brothers who don't know who they are, don't know who they belong to sometimes put themselves in a very dangerous situation. Then again, sometimes they're not in a dangerous situation. They don't put themselves. Unfortunately, the circumstances of the world and the white supremacy that we are under definitely, has a way of affecting us even when we are striving to do right. So with that, we're going to read a bit of Dante Jarboe, he was murdered on April the 5th in California. So we're going to read a bit of his story. To Dante Jarboe, officer involved in killings, was previously charged with hate crime. Revealed, police confirmed Jimmy Alfred Walker, who allegedly used racist slurs and attacked a man in 2010, was one of those involved in Jarboe's death outside a Walmart in California. One of the police officers involved in the shooting of Dante Jarboe, a young black man killed in a hail of bullets in a Walmart parking lot, was previously charged with a hate crime and fired from the force, the Guardian has learned. The police spoke to me in Barstow, California. So from late Monday, that Officer Jimmy Alfred Walker was of the officers involved in the April 5th shooting, the death of the 26-year-old father of three sparked national backlash after it was revealed. The officers had fired a barrage of rounds into a car, injuring a young man and killing Jarber. Injuring a young woman and killing a Jarber, who was believed to be unarmed. Walker, who is white, was charged in 2010 with hate crime and battery charges. 30-year-old officer allegedly used racial slurs against a man and assaulted him and a woman while off duty. The officer eventually pleaded guilty and misdemeanor charges of fighting in a public place and being drunk in public, while the battery charge and hate crime charge, violating civil rights by force or threat of force, were dropped according to the records obtained by the Guardian. As part of his plea deal, Walker was forced to make a $200 donation to the NAACP and required to attend Narcotics Anonymous meetings. The court documents show the local newspaper, Victorville Daily Press, reported at the time that Walker was fired as a result, but that an arbiter later ruled that the determination was wrongful, forcing the city to reinstate him and pay him $163 in owed wages. The Barstow Police Captain Andrew Espinosa confirmed to the Guardian that, in addition to Walker, the other officer involved in the shooting of Jarber were Corporal Jose Barretinos, Officer Vincent Guerrero, and Officer Matthew Allen Hams. The department had previously refused to disclose the names despite the intense pressure. Walker could not be reached for a comment, and two attorneys who represented him did not immediately respond to injuries. Blurry witness footage suggested that police may have fired more than 30 bullets into Jarber's car. Police have claimed officers were responding to a call of a suspicious vehicle that Jarber was wanted for questioning and a stolen vehicle case. Officials further alleged that he accelerated the car towards officer when they tried to stop him, almost hitting the officer. His family and attorneys, however, told the Guardian that the car driver was driving to the store with his cousin and friends inside was not stolen, that he was unarmed and not a threat to the police, and that it violated basic law enforcement standards to fire a packed vehicle. Lawyers representing Jarber's family and their surviving passengers and the cause their walk of history further supported their claims that it was unjustified and racially prejudiced to stop the vehicle and fire at the passengers. We believe that it shows his improper motive and his bias and hatred of African Americans. And Sharon Berner, an attorney for the 23-year-old woman injured in the vehicle. We believe that the only reason that he would believe the car was suspicious is because it contained African Americans. Lee Merritt, an attorney representing Jarber's family, chastised the media for focusing on Jarber's previous run-ins with the law, given Walker's background. The relevant criminal record is the criminal record of the shooter that has been absent from the discussion. Marlon Hawkins, a 41-year-old man who was in the passenger seat, told The Guardian in a recent interview that he thought police talked to them because they were black. It's really disheartening that we have these demonic people out there claiming to protect and serve. What they did was nothing short of evil. In a press conference last week, Merrick and officers did not provide medical aid to Jarborough while he was bleeding to death in a car, and that it appeared he was hit at least 10 times. Jarborough's death reignited protests around the USA law enforcement treatment of black Americans following the recent police killing of Stephon Clark, an unarmed 22-year-old California man shot 20 times in his family's backyard. Wow. This is so disheartening and sad. I mean, this young man was parked at a Walmart just minding his own business. And here's this crooked, racist, demonic, so-called officer killed him so viciously with that, and with all these lies, like he tried to run over him, and they and also they don't have any evidence whatsoever of this. Also, as we previously stated or read, that he was known, he had the officer Walker was had already had hate crimes, was charged with hate crimes back in 2010 after the then 30-year-old officer allegedly used racial slurs against a man and assaulted him and a woman while off duty. And the other officer eventually pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of fighting in a public place and also being drunk. Now, isn't that a travesty? And you're supposed to be a policeman. He was violating the civil rights by force or threat. They were dropped. Those charges were dropped. And the only thing he had to do was to donate $200 to the NAACP and required to attend Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Of course, documents show. Also, they had to back pay him. Let's see here. The local newspaper, Victorville Daily Press, reported at the time that Walker was fired as a resort, but that an arbiter later ruled that the termination was wrong for forcing the city to reinstate this demonic so-called policeman, straight-up killer, and pay him $163,000 in old wages. Now, it's just a slap in the face. Hell, I don't know what it is. This is, oh my God, this is ridiculous. So therefore, he has already been known of violating the law and being beating a woman and a man up. He was drunk and also terminated, but yes, he was reinstated. Over $163,000. And then, in 8 years later, we have this. If they had taken him off of the force, perhaps this dear brother of only 26 years old, life would have been, he would have been killed in the way he was. And that is absolutely, it's just shameful. It is so shameful that our brothers are killed daily in such a way that it's ridiculous. I had another story that I'm going to try to get to where another farmer, thank God he wasn't killed, but they choked him up until he was almost suffocated. He was a former football player, and I have to find his name. I think his last name is Morrow, M-A-R-R-O-W. I forgot his first name. But nevertheless, there's a video on YouTube. You can go and research it, where this officer picked him up, explained to them he didn't know why he was being arrested. They manhandled him and knocked his head to the windshield of the car, of the window. As I said, they beat him and held him down until he was in tears. And they also were trying to bribe him of not reporting the incident. But he said no matter what, he would let people know, he would let it go viral. And I'm so glad, praises be to Allah, that the brother's strong where he says, no, I'm not going to put this on the road. Y'all not going to pay me a couple pennies to share that when practically you almost killed me. And so we just have to stand up and be strong and stand on right. And with that, let me see. Brother Maurice, if you're there, please come on in, sir, and welcome. If not, then I have, we're going with the next story. And we're going to go on with the next story. We're going to talk about Bill for a bit here. Why it's been so much going on with Bill Cosby in this case. And I want to know your thoughts about rape charges. And you know, some people are like, yes, he, I didn't hear it, but some claim he said he used drugs during that, where I gave the plaintiff drugs. I didn't hear that, but nevertheless, it was said. So, but he's 80 years old. In my humble opinion, yes, wrong is wrong, regardless of who does it. But if you're going to arrest Bill, what about the President of the United States? He has been known to violate and rape women and do all type of things, but he hasn't gone to court. The other actor, Weinstein, I believe that's his name, he hasn't gone. What about those? You know, if we're going to, like I said, the justice system is not for the black man or woman. It just isn't. Because if he's going to be trialed and he's so-called committed the same crimes, why shouldn't they be? It's just ridiculous. If that we're going to, my computer acts right, we're going to pull the desk here and read a bit of the updates of Bill Cosby. And what are your thoughts? I read also that he was going to be put on house arrest for about 3 months, I believe. But his lawyer is they're planning to have an appeal where he will go back to court. And they say if that's possible, if he goes back to court and wins, and then he could get less time in prison. So I'm very, very curious to know, what may become of that. But, so we have so many questions about the so-called law, about the statute of limitations. How long is that? Who does it apply to? Is it different cities or different states or jurisdictions? Etc. All of that needs to be taken into account because 9 times out of 10, we're definitely going to find, or your family, if it's not you personally, going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to have to deal with the law, the so-called court system. Hopefully there won't be a policeman that does harm to you or even kill your family member. Etc. But it is at that time that we're definitely are going head to head as far as race, and it's just the truth of it. There's more death and murders than Elizabeth, particularly by the so-called ones who are supposed to serve and protect, but they're not doing it. Now when it comes to us, now I saw a video, was this And I wish I had it, but I don't have it right now. But this, it shows the difference. This white woman was speaking to a policeman. She was not respectful at all. She practically told the police where to get off, where to get off, and how far to get off. She was so respectful to her. It wasn't anything like this case where the sister from Texas, who they killed when they stopped her supposedly for traffic violation, and she ended up, you know, being killed supposedly by a garbage bag or something in jail a couple years ago. And they did not do Sandra, I believe that's her name, Sandra. And, of course, her, she was killed. And she was very respectful when she was talking to the officer. But this white woman, she was not respectful at all. But you see the difference. If that had been a black woman, she would have been arrested, manhandled like she was an animal, etc. But no, they definitely do not honor and respect us. And so until we have enough love and unity, fight for our rights, then this is going to continue to still happen. And it's absolutely, it's just unacceptable. So with that, let me, well, try to find my, until my co-host come. So we're going to continuously to talk about the updates. So let me see if we can find a bit more on Bill Cosby and so or other news that we do have. And so, like I said, if anyone have any questions, comments, then please push one. Again, check and see if our co-hosts are here. Brother Maurice, if you're here, sir, then please come right on in. As we're discussing the young woman from the Waffle House who had proof that she was locked out of the door, but there were white customers in there eating and enjoying themselves. And here she is banging at the door like some type of, keep it real, moron. And my question is to her, why do you want to be somewhere where you are not wanted? If they don't want you in there, then my God, don't go in there. And go to somewhere that wants you. It's absolutely ridiculous how we try to put ourselves or force ourselves or force our love on someone else who don't give a darn about where we live or die. Absolutely ridiculous. It really is. And it gets shameful. Now, you see these people don't want you in there, and you want to be in there. Have some self-love. And that's why I love the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It's teaching about self-love, self-worth, to know who you are. So you won't have to be force yourself in place that you don't want to go. You don't have to put yourself in a danger zone and try to be other than yourself. Be yourself. You know, accept your own and be yourself. And if many of us did that, and then we would not have to be belittled, ostracized, etc. If we would only do that, and that's the problem. We are not doing it. And so it gets absolutely ridiculous. So we're going to see, can we get our co-host here? I think we have one. And you know, I am always honest. I just keep it real in America. I'm going to have to try to take a commercial break. Then we'll try to bring our brother in. But we're having some difficulties, unfortunately, in the area that I live, the tower is always down. It is a bit very frustrating. So just give me a minute here. Please be patient with Sister Pamela. Yes, yes. But in the meantime, let me update everyone that we're going to try to get our dear brother Jones in. It's not his fault. It's my fault because of my tower here where I live. And then this is Brother Maurice is on also. Brother Maurice, if you're on, sir, please open up the mics because I'm here in a very slow area where the tower is too often, should I say, not acting right, should I say. So, with that commercial break, then I would definitely do that. Hold on for a second. Please be patient with me as I check. But as I was saying a bit earlier, this is our brother on, so we can bring our dear other brother in. Because I really, I'm enjoying this show tonight. We definitely, I want to talk about Bill Cosby. God knows we have thoughts on him. And also we're going to talk about Kanye West and the controversy that Kanye seems to me always finds himself in. Yes. So we're definitely, like I said, we're going to all those great stories. And I'm just trying to make sure that everything is running as smoothly as I can. But hopefully this problem will be solved next week because we're getting in some new towers in our area. And it would be so, so grateful. So that's it here. Let's see, can I hopefully go and open up the mic if I don't see my brother just yet. I see one of my brothers, but not the other one. So we're going to continuously to try to bring him right on in. Let's see how this tower is going on here. Because I definitely want to hear from my beloved Dr. Jones is always treat when he's on. So when Jeff has so much knowledge, it's absolutely breathtaking, to be honest with you. And I'm not joking when I say that. Our praises be to Allah. So with that, let's give it a minute. Let me see here. We're going to try to go to a commercial break. Hopefully it won't cut off. But if it does, please stay on and I'll try to dial right back on in. Thank you so much. Let's try to go for a commercial break.